Welcome to Retreat. Reset. Transform, the official podcast of Dimensions Retreats. This is a space for slowing down, reconnecting with your body, and approaching life's challenges with clarity and compassion. Your guide for today's episode is Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director at Dimensions. In this conversation, Donald explores why the holidays can be so activating for the nervous system, and how to move through this season with compassion, rather than pressure or self-judgment. Wherever you're listening from, let this be a moment to pause and gently arrive.
I'm Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist and clinical director of Dimensions Retreats. And much of the work we do in our retreats and in ongoing aftercare is about helping people understand their nervous systems, especially during times of pressure, transition, or emotional overload. And for many people, the holidays are exactly that. So, if this season feels heavier than it should, I want to say this clearly right from the start. Nothing has gone wrong. This episode isn't about fixing the holidays or finding the right mindset. It's about understanding why this season is stressful and how to move through it with compassion instead of self-judgment. Let this be a small retreat right where you are. Why the holidays are so stressful. At Dimensions, we talk a lot about how the nervous system responds to context, not just content. And the holiday context is intense. It compresses a lot of emotional material into a very short period of time. Family, memory, expectation, loss, obligation. And the cultural message that this is supposed to be joyful. That combination alone is enough to stress any nervous system. Expectation is a nervous system stressor. There's an unspoken rule during the holidays. This should feel good. So when it doesn't, when you feel tense, irritable, flat, or overwhelmed, it's easy to turn that discomfort inward and assume you're the problem. Your nervous system is responding to pressure, not failing at gratitude. Family brings the past into the present. For many people, family gatherings aren't neutral. They activate roles learned long before adulthood: the peacemaker, the caretaker, the responsible one, the quiet one. Your nervous system remembers these patterns, even if your conscious mind has grown beyond them. That's why activation can show up before anything actually happens. This isn't regression, it's memory. The holidays amplify grief. The holidays tend to highlight absence, who isn't here, what's changed, what never resolved. Grief doesn't always arrive as sadness. Often it shows up as irritation, numbness, fatigue, or the urge to withdraw. That's still grief, and it deserves compassion, not correction. Regulation gets disrupted. Routines shift. Sleep changes. Food changes. Alone time decreases. Your nervous system thrives on rhythm. The holidays disrupt rhythm and then ask you to stay regulated anyway. That's a lot. What actually helps? At Dimensions, we don't talk about coping so much as supporting the nervous system. And that starts with changing the goal. The goal isn't to stay calm. The goal is to stay connected to yourself. It is okay to create boundaries. You don't need to attend everything. You don't need to stay the whole time. A helpful question is, what can I do to honor myself this holiday season? That answer is allowed. Boundaries, as regulation. Boundaries are acts of nervous system care. Sometimes a boundary is stepping outside for air, leaving earlier than planned, scheduling downtime for yourself. Boundaries are needed and allowed. They help you to safeguard your energy so that you can show up with presence. Expect activation and plan for care. Instead of trying to avoid being triggered, assume some activation will happen and plan for support. Simple tools, longer exhales than inhales, feeling your feet on the floor, pressing your hands together, quietly reminding yourself, this makes sense. Regulation isn't about making feelings disappear. It's about staying with yourself while they move through. A different way to hold the holidays. Here's the reframe we use often in retreat work. The holidays are not a measure of how healed you are. They're information. They show you where your limits are, what still hurts, what you've outgrown. If something feels hard, it doesn't mean you're failing. It means your nervous system is paying attention. Compassion this season might not look like closeness. It might look like rest or distance or choosing yourself. All of that counts. Short grounding practice. Before we close, let's take a brief moment to settle. Wherever you are, let your body make contact with what's supporting you. The chair. The floor. The ground beneath you. Don't change anything yet. Just notice the contact. Now, take a slow breath in through the nose. And let the exhale be a little longer than the inhale. Again, slow inhale. Longer, unhurried exhale. If it feels helpful, gently press your feet into the floor or your hands together, just enough to feel your body responding. As you breathe, silently remind yourself, right now, I am safe enough. I'm allowed to take care of myself. Let your shoulders soften. No forcing, just allowing. One more slow breath. And when you're ready, bring your attention back, carrying this steadiness with you. It can be helpful to acknowledge that the holiday season can be heavy. You're responding honestly to a complex set of conditions. Stay on your own side. That's where regulation and compassion begin.
Before we close, we'd like to share a gentle invitation. From December 31st, 2025 to January 4th, 2026, we'll be hosting Renew 2026 at Dimensions, a 5-day immersive retreat where longevity science meets the intelligence of nature. Grounded in evidence-based practices and therapeutic longevity modalities, Renew is designed to support nervous system regulation, resilience, and long-term well-being through guided movement, sound, breathwork, sleep optimization, nutrition, and biofeedback. Participants are supported in reconnecting with their body's natural capacity for balance and repair. All sessions are facilitated by experienced practitioners and registered professionals, creating a safe, integrative environment to slow down, reset internal rhythms, and begin the new year with clarity and intention. If you'd like to learn more, visit dimensionsretreats.com or unboundeddimensions.com. Thank you for listening to Retreat. Reset, Transform, the official podcast of Dimensions Retreats. Take good care and move gently into whatever comes next.